I'm assuming you can see my my paper over there.
Yes, you can.
Okay, we're going to talk about Kriyat Shema today. Chiyuv of Kriyat Shema comes up in this week's parasha. Okay, we have obviously Kriyat Shema this week, and we're going to try to explore exactly what the geder, the parameters of the application of learning Kriyat Shema. We start with the pasuk Vishinanim Uvanecha Vidibar Tzabam Vishuv B'cha Bevesach Uvanech B'cha Vatech, which, as we'll see, is the source for leaning Kriyat Shema. So we start with the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Rav Yehuda said, Savakara Kriyat Shema, Savak Lo Kara. The person that is in doubt whether he say Kriyat Shema or not. The rule generally is that by a Savak Daraisa, you have to go back. By a Savak Darabanan, you don't. So here, Ene Chayza Rekare. You don't have to go back and read it again, which would seem to indicate that it's Darabanan. If there's a suffix, if he said emes v'yatziv or not, then he has to go back. So the Gemara says, emes v'yatziv my taimo. What is the reason that you have to go back over emes v'yatziv? The Gemara answers, kriyat shema d'rabbanan, emes v'yatziv d'raisa. Saying kriyat shema is d'rabbanan, saying emes v'yatziv is d'raisa. Okay, the Gemara goes on to explain that Emes V'Yatziv has the mention of Yitzias Mitzrayim in it, which is a Chiv D'Araisa. Kriyat Shema right now, the Gemara seems to understand, is a Chiv D'Rabbanan. Masav Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef has the following kasha. V'Vishach B'cho V'Kumecha, it says that you have to say this when you lie down and when you get up. That's not talking about Kriyat Shema, that's talking about learning Torah. That's the Pasuk says, V'Shinan T'muvanecha V'Dibar T'bam. Okay. Later on, the Gemara continues. Rabbi Elazar Amar, Savikar Kriyat Shema, Savik Leikar Chayzer V'Kari Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Elazar says that you do in fact have to repeat Kriyat Shema in a case of doubt if you said it or not, because he holds it is Daraisa. Okay. Now the question is going to become, according to whom do we paskin? So you would think, well, everyone knows Kriyat Shema is Daraisa, so of course we paskin that is Daraisa. We're going to see not so fast. Not so fast. So the Rambam indeed does paskin. The Rambam says that it's a mitzvah to learn Kriyat Shema every day in the evening and in the morning. There's a mitzvah to learn Kriyat Shema. That's the Raisa. Whereas Baru Mishpatei Mitzvah Zuba Mesach Tabroches Vesham Mitzvah Shekriyat Shema the Raisa. Okay, so the Rambam clearly paskins is the Raisa. The Loshon HaTosefta, the Tosefta says, "Kishem Shnos Natoira Kva L'Kriyat Shema Kachnosu Chachamim Zman L'Tefila." Just as the Torah gave an established time for saying Kriyat Shema, Chazal gave a set time for Tefila. That's not really our discussion now. He just goes on to say that let's just finish it already. Kloy Mashes Mani Tefila Inem and Atayra. The times for davening Inem and Atayra. The obligation to daven is min ha'Torah, k'mo shebi'arnu. The Chachamim sidru lo zmanim. The Chachamim gave it set times to say davening. V'zehu inyan Amram, tefilas k'neged tamidim, tiknum. Then Chazal were misakin, tefilas k'neged the carbon tamid. That's shachar semincha. Ma'ariv is k'neged the burning of the fats overnight. K'loimah sidru zmaneha, b'zmaneh ha'krava. They arranged its times based on the times of the offering of the karbonets. Women are not obligated in this mitzvah. Okay. So that is the Rambam. So the Rambam clearly rules that it is, in fact, mid-de-oyraiso. However, Taisus disagrees. Because Taisus in Bava Kama says, the Kriyat Shema d'Rabbanani, k'damar b'misha meisai. Whatever the context of Taisus there is, Taisus is Kriyat Shema d'Rabbanan. Like the Gemara says, b'misha meisai, dav chaval, Taisus understands. And in fact, we paskin it's the Rabbanon. Tosfos echoes that in Menachos ve'ezazuhi Kriyat Shema asmachta ba'alma. Whatever the pasuk is just an asmachta. The Kriyat Shema the Rabbanon, because Kriyat Shema is the Rabbanon. Tosfos in Saita, I'm not going to go through the whole thing over here. It's a long Tosfos, but Tosfos brings a number of sources throughout Shas that indicate that in fact Kriyat Shema is Daraisa. He brings a whole stack of proofs from a whole bunch of different places that Kriyat Shema is, in fact, mid-de-ayraisa. So, Taisus has a kasha. I'll just read the first couple lines here. Tema de-alchamash, the bein Rebbe, u-bein Rabbonon, is the Kriyat Shema de-ayraisa. And similarly, one who reads Shema and doesn't hear himself say it, over there the Gemara has a discussion if you have to hear yourself say Shema, is clear also that it's the Raisa, and he brings a whole stack of Raisa that Kriya Shema is the Raisa from a whole bunch of different places in Shas. We will jump to later on in the Taisvis, where he goes back the other way. Second over here. So Taisa says later, if you look, I don't know if you could see my cursor over here, but about halfway down the second column at the end of the line, it says, Uveperek Mishamesai. See that? So he says here, Uveperek Mishamesai. Just one second, please. Okay, Uveperek Mishamesai, says Taisvis. The Gemara, Baal Keri Parach Stav, the Gemara, Kriyash Madrabana. The Gemara in the sugya of a Baal Keri, whether Baal Keri can daven or say Kriyashmar, bench, and so on, the Gemara takes it for granted and says Stama without saying, according to a minority opinion, the Gemara says Kriyashmar, Drabana. The Gemara, the Kriyashmar, Obechismos, the Raisa. This is what I mean in Hosam, Amar Shmuel, Savakar, Kriyashmar, Savakar, and Chayzavakari. Savakar, Amar Mesviat, Savakar, Amar Chayzavahimer. My time at Kriyashmar, Drabana. You see in the Gemaras and Brachas that Kirishma's Rabbanon. V'doichik loymar says Taisvis, the cholani demash maminayah de deraisa. It's a big doichik to say, it's a doichik to say that all of these sources that are mashmas deraisa have asmachta or emir asmachta. Ha'almod de'ein shitas ha'gemara ledayik kolkach al asmachta. Because it's not the shita of the Gemara to make so many inferences on an asmachta. In other words, all these sources throughout Shas that seem to indicate it's Daraisa based on Psukim and so on are just an asmachta of Psukim. Okay, an asmachta means it's the Rabbanon with an allusion in the Torah. The Ramchal and Derech Hashem explains that the idea of an asmachta is that the Torah hints that it wanted, Hashem wanted Chazal to be Mesak in this and therefore gave a broad hint in the Torah. Okay, for example, if your wife gives you a broad hint she'd appreciate, I don't know, flowers. So she doesn't say, I want flowers. She might hint to you broadly that she wants flowers. Okay, so that's an asmachta. I'm not ordering you to do it, but I'm giving you a broad hint that this is something I would appreciate. That's the idea of an asmachta. But it's not Daraisa. It's stronger than a regular drabanon. But Taisa says that the Gemara would not make so many inferences for an asmachta. Okay, kolkach al asmachta, Rebbe Rabbanon. The whole Gemara in Saita has a whole back and forth about on the assumption that it's Deraisa and if it's Asnachta, the Gemara wouldn't make such a big deal out of it. Furthermore, the Gemara, based on the assumption that it's based on a Pasuk, wants to learn that the entire Torah is said in every language, which Viavi Asnachta Ma'almo, Liav Tzarech Lemedak Minei, and if the Raya the Gemara brings, the Gemara says that according to one Shita, you have a Pasuk that teaches you that Shema has to be read Davka and Lashon Kodesh. And the Gemara says, based on that, that means that in general, the default setting is that the Torah could be said in any language. In other words, when you have a mitzvah, to say a part of the Torah could be done in any language, and specifically by Shema, the Torah has to specify it's in Lashon Kodesh. If it's a mir asmachta, then you have no business making any diak, it's just an asmachta. So Taisvitz clearly learns that it's the Rabbanon, although, as you can see, Taisvitz gets into trouble in Saita with a whole bunch of sources that seem to indicate it's Deraisa. But he does not answer the kasha. Taisa seems to understand that it is Rabbanon. Okay, but we saw the Rambam hold as Deraisa. The Rashba in Brachos, Lekaimel and Kirab Yehuda, Elik Rabbi Lazar, the Amar B'samok, Savvik, Kari Kriyashma, Chayzer V'Kayre, the Kriyashma Deraisa. So the Rashba also holds that it's Deraisa. Uvereshbeth, Ayakari Kulus, Virlu, the Pasik, Rishon Deraisa. And in later on in Brachas, everyone agrees that the first pasuk is Deraisa. That Gemara will come back a little bit later. We'll deal with that shortly. Okay. The Chinuch also says it's Deraisa. Shemis Davinu Lipitz Bechol Yemarvitz Veshacher is pasuk Echem in Atayro. Shabbi Sages Nevedo Shema Yisrael Hashem Alkenu Hashem Echad. So the Chinuch asks that the first pasuk is Deraisa. V'yala pasuk as Anemar V'divar Tavam B'Shiv Tacha U'Veshach B'Chov Kamecha. Okay, so the Chinuch baskins that the first pasuk is Deraisa, which we're going to get into right now. What does that mean? The first pasuk is only the first pasuk or not? So that brings us to the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Gimel Mabez. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Shema Yisrael Shem Malkeinu Hashem Mechod, Zu Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. This is the Kriya Shema of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Amar Rav Eilo, Rei Rav Shmuel Bamarta Mishmei Derav, Amar Shema Yisrael Hashem Malkeinu Hashem Mechod. If a person said the Pasuk of Shema Yisrael, just that first Pasuk, V'nenas B'shino, and he is overcome by his tiredness and his mamish falling asleep, Yotza his Yotza. The Pasuk Shad of the Gemara is he doesn't have to say more than that. If he's mamish falling asleep, he doesn't have to slap himself awake and struggle to stay awake to complete the rest of Kriya Shema. Amalei Rav Nachman and Doru, Avdei Rav Nachman said to Doru, his servant, I know that's not politically correct these days, but too bad, V'psuka kama tzaron tfeiloi tzaron. By the first Pasuk of Kriya Shema, you could be mitzar me, you can give me, bother me in order to keep me awake, to make sure I say it. More than that, you should not cause me distress to keep me awake. So again, here the Gemara seems to indicate that the bare bones minimum is the first pasuk, and beyond that, you don't have to say. Just as an explanation, what does it mean, the Kriya Shema of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi? The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi in the morning was already here early in the morning, and he did not have a chance to say Kriya Shema, so he would like sneak in the pasuk of Kriya Shema during his shir, maybe while there was like a brief pause, and that's all. He didn't have time to say the entire Kriya Shema. He only said the first pasuk. Okay? So this would seem to indicate that only the first pasuk is an obligation. The rest, maybe not. Rashi, however, Rashi in Brachas Daf Beis, says, V'kriyas parasha rishayna, she'adam kari al mitasa yotza. And by reading the first parasha of Kriya Shema that a person reads before he goes to sleep, he is Yaitza Kriya Shema. Rashi there is dealing with the issue of what happens when you daven Meirv early and you say Kriya Shema early. Can you say, when you have to say Kriya Shema again later, Rashi says, you Yaitza Kriya Shema al Hamita. But Rashi says only the first Arsha is required to be Yaitza. Okay, that's what Rashi says. Rabbeinu Yaina, who is, it's actually Talmide Rabbeinu Yaina, is the Pirish on the Rif in the back of Brachas, says, V'kiva the Chazinon, Lishmuel, the Amar Perak Mishum Esai, the Kriya Shema the Rabbanon, the Sugi and the Alma Bekama Duchta the Kriya Shema the Raisa, but the Sugi in many places we saw in Taisvitz indicates that Kriya Shema is in fact the Middle Eraisa, the Indian Parsha Rishayna Amrina the Havi Minatayo, because we say that the first Parsha is the Raisa, so you see Rabbeinu Yoina seems to hold that it's only the first Parsha is the Raisa. Avo mi Parsha Rishayna. But from the first parasha onwards, we don't find that his words are pushed away. I mean, that's al midrabanan. So my Rebbe, that's Rabbeinu Yonah, explained. It does not mean the first pasuk. It means the entire first chapter, not just the first parak. Now, if you're going to say that the entire Kriya Shema, all three parashas in Minatayra, Havik Eshayin Loimid L'Talmidov, when he was teaching his student, why didn't he stop to say the whole thing? Since it's only Drabonon, and he was in the middle of learning Taira, teaching, he was not obligated to stop to say the entire Kriya Shema, only the first parasha. So Rabbeinu Yehuda understands that the first pasuk actually means the entire first parasha through via Havta. Okay, but we are not done yet. Comes along the tour, and the tour says like this: Rabbeinu Yehuda Chosid, Hayiragi Loimar Atro Borchshem Kvar Malchus Leavon Boed, which is what we do. Boi Mechaven Lotzes Boi Yidei Chayvas Kriya Shema, and he had in mind to be Yotze the Chiyuv Kriya Shema Mishum Shepo Amukes Oisin Kravitz Misakvim the Kriya Shema Arachet Mano. What he's talking about over here is the minute we have basically to say the first parasha of Kriya Shema during Karbonis, right? That's for those who say Karbonis or parts of Karbonis, you know that you have the first parasha of Kriya Shema in there. Where does that come from? It comes from here. Rabbi Yehuda Chosid would say Shema and Baruch Shem, and he would be Mechavan the Beyaitza because they would say Krovitz. Krovitz is a term we use for the Yaitzis we say on Purim during Chazaras Hashatz. But here it's a generic term for Yotzes that were said apparently during Berachas Kriya Shema, and they could delay getting up to Kriya Shema on time. So he would have in mind to be Yotzes beforehand. Zui Kriyash Mashal, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. So the Mashmos of the Torah is that Rabbi Yehuda Chosid held that, in fact, only the first Pasuk, he said Baruch Shem also, is enough, but not the entire first parasha. Now we say the entire first parasha. Okay? But we are not done yet. We are not done yet. So we have over here so far a multiple opinion, Machlekes. Taisa seems to hold that Halacha Maisa, the entire Kriyash Mashal Rabbanon. You have here a Tur B'Shem Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, that the first pasuk is Rabbanon, and you have Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rashba who say the first parsha. I'm sorry, you have Rabbi Yehuda Chosid says the first pasuk is the Raisa, not Rabbanon, the Raisa, and you have the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yoina who say that the entire first parsha is the Raisa. You also have the Chinuch who says that only the first pasuk is the Raisa, not the whole first parsha. The question is, what does the Rambam hold? So it says the Rambam. Let's see the Rambam. Pa'omim, left-hand side. Pa'omim b'chol yoyim. I'm sorry, pa'mayim b'chol yoyim. Twice a day, karim kriyishma. You have to learn kriyishma b'erev b'boiker and evening in the morning. Shnamar v'shach b'chol v'kumecho. V'shach shederech v'niyodom. Shaychrin, when people lay down, v'zeh olayla, that's a night. V'shach shederech v'niyodom. Oimdim, when people get up, v'zeh yoyim, that's by day. V'mahu kire, what do you read? Shalish barshis, elu, v'hein, shma, v'hein, shmoya, v'yoymer. Umakdimin likrates parashas Shema, and you say Shema first. If they sheyesh batziva, this is based on the Gemara. Sheyesh batziva al yichan Hashem, because it has the mitzvah of bimiyachin Hashem, v'ahavasoi, and the mitzvah to love him, v'talmudoi, and learning Torah shehu ikra gadol shakol toliboi. V'achareo v'hoyim Shemaya. Afterward, you say v'hoya sheyesh batziva al shar mitzvahs. There you have the commandment to observe the rest of the mitzvahs, cool on all of them. V'yachach parashas Tzitzis. And afterwards, you have Tzitzis Shagam, he yesh ba tzivui al zechiras kol mitzvahs. It also has a commandment on remembering all of the mitzvahs. Aval pi, she'eng mitzvahs tzitzis noyheges balayla, even though the mitzvah of tzitzis does not apply at night. Karen ayis balayla, mibnei sheyesh bo zikaren yitzias mitzrayim, u mitzvah lahazkir yitzias mitzrayim bayoyim u balayla. Shenemar lamantas garziyem tzitzis chmeret mitzrayim, kol yimei chayecho, and as we know from the Haggadah, Kol Yimei Chayecho is the rabbis, is Halelah, is according to Ben Zoyma. Kriyas Sholosh Parashas Elu Al Seder Zehi Hanikris Kriyishma. And now the Rambam throws in this interesting line over here that the recitation of these three parashas in this order is called Kriyishma. Okay? Why is that important? We'll have to see later. But that is what the Rambam says. The question is, what exactly does the Rambam hold as the Raisa and what does he hold as the Rabbanon? It's not clear. So it comes along the Pri Chodosh. And he says, Me'ata, now, Nishar Lonu Levayer Hadas Ashlishes, Vihi Ayoyis Ramitis Mikulam. Now we're going to explain the third opinion, which is the most true from all of them. The Parashas Shema, the Parashas Vahoyim Shemaya, Hashne Parashas Havu Minatayro. The first two Parashas are Minatayro. Vichay of the Christ and Mechol Yem Shnei Pomim. You have to read them twice a day. Achaz Beshach Boy, Achaz Bekumay, once when he goes to sleep, once when he gets up. Vichemat and Devere Rambam Zal, Beperek, Aleph, Milchus Krishna, Mezui Daiti. Says the Pri Chodosh, the first two parashas are Midaraisa, and that's Mashem like that from the Rambam as well. Okay? It's not clear, we'll see as we move along, but we, anything, the first two parashas that you read are Midaraisa, not the last one, and that's the Mashem also the Rambam. So here we have a fourth opinion, that the first two parashas are Midaraisa, and not the last one. And he says, the Rambam is mashma like that. Where in the world is that mashma in the Rambam? Read on. We'll find out soon. Comes along the Shagas Aryeh. And he says, Ra'isi lebal lebal pri chodosh b'orechayim simin samach zayim sheherich lo'ichiyach sheshma v'hoim shemoya havu min ha-Torah. That the first two parashas are min ha-Torah because of shekein matim divri ha-Rambam b'perek alav milchaz kriyishma adkan. U'chimedumali, he says, I think, shekivon l'mashakos ha-Shem ha-Rambam Pamayim v'chol yoyim, koyrin kriyishma, baboyker v'erev, shnemar v'shachmo v'gamecho. Umaheu koyre, what does he read? Koyre, gimel parashis, eluhen, these three parashis, shemavim, shemayim v'yoymer. Umakdimin, so he goes through the whole Rambam over here. We'll drop down, he's just quoting the Rambam verbatim. We'll drop down to where the Shagas Aryeh now analyzes the Rambam. V'hu savar, and the Pri Chodosh hold, midikos of a Rambam, pamayim v'chol yoyim, from the fact that Rambam writes twice a day, Koyin Kriyishma, Umisayim, Ukriyas Gimel Parshias, Elu, Hiya Nikras Kriyishma, And he says that the recitation of these three parashas is what's called Kriya Shema. Shema Mina Dechiv Shloshna Mina Torah. All three are Mina Torah. The Kriya Shema Yoimer Afakav Lekziv Bo B'Shach V'Chov Kumechal. Because Vayomer, even though it does not say B'Shach V'Chov Kumechal, Mekamokam Koyin Eisim B'Mei Haskar Zitzitz Mitzrayim. You have to say because of the mitzvah of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shema U'mitzvah Mina Torah L'Haskar Yitzias Mitzrayim. B'Yem U'Yem U'Yem U'Layla. Kimo Yishikaz of Shema Ramba. Okay? That is what the Shagas Aryeh says, Pshat in the Prichodesh. The problem is, and he doesn't address this at all, but the problem is that the Prichodesh says the first two parshas. And according to the Shagas Aryeh's Deek in the Rambam, that the Rambam mentions all three and says this is what's called Kriya Shema. He says all three, not two. It's very not clear to me what exactly the Shagas Aryeh understood in the opinion of the Prichodesh to see in the Rambam that he means all three. In any event, the Shagas Aryeh continues. He says, the truth be told, this is not a good diyuk. The Hodikas of a Rambam, Bitchilas Devoro, Pamayim Becholim Karin Kriyishma, Loikoi El Al Parsha Shema L'chud, I can argue that's only going on the Parsha Shema itself. The Hodim Messiahim of Kriyas Gimel Parshas, Elo Al Seder Zei and Nikris Kriyishma, he concludes and says, reading all three Parshas, that's what's called Kriyishma. That means that's what Chazal called Kriya Shema. Shatiknu Likrish is called Gimel Parashis Halolu. Vehiktim Zoislash Me'inon, and he proceeded to tell us Shakola Dinim Shakosav the Kamon in Kriya Shema Stoma Shakola Gimel Parashis Becholze. The halachas he's going to discuss later about the proper way to say Kriya Shema apply to all three parashis. V'teida, I'll prove it to you. Shari Kosav who creates Gimel Parashis Ilu Al Seder Zeh. He says the reading of these three parashis in this order. Mashma, Dafka al Seder Zeh, Techilo Shema, V'yachir Avohoyo, Im Shemoya, V'yachir El, V'yoymer. Who did the Kriya Shema? That's called Kriya Shema. In Cain, that being the case, he Efshir Loymar, Dizek Koy Yarej Devoro, Shehizchil Pamayim, Mecholim Karin Kriya Shema. You can't say that he's going back on what he said at the beginning, that this is the mitzvah to recite twice daily Kriya Shema, V'yalav Lamekron, it's learned from a Pasuk. The Havada Yim Tedra Barshiz Minatoyro. The order is not Minatoyro. Rather, Chazal were misakin to read him in this order, mitam zeh shekosav haramba, because of the reason given by the Rambam, uchadetnan bereish perik beis debrachas. And as we learn in the Mishnah, in the beginning of the second perik of brachas, the Gemara explains further why they're in that order. And yet, midaraisa, so they don't have to be in that order. Furthermore, even if you read them out of order b'di'eved, you are still yaitzim. B'di'eved, if you read Vayomer first and then Vahoya and then Shema, you're Yaitze. V'chamashikot v'rambam guf v'perek beiz v'ilchas kriya shema. Hakari l'mafreya lo yotza v'med v'ramurim b'seder ha'psukim. Avalim hiktim parasha l'parasha. When does that have to be in order? That's the psukim within the parasha. But if he proceeded one parasha to another, aval v'sheena rashoi and yomer sheyotza, even though he's not supposed to, but he's Yaitze v'sheen smuchala b'tayra. Because they're not next to each other in the Torah. The Isa de Parshas Minatayra, and if indeed the order is Minatayra, Haya Sidra Ma'akiv, then the order will be Ma'akiv, Afal Bishayin Esmuchol Levitayra, even though they're not next to each other. Kemash Ma'akiv Sidra Bitfilin Umezuzah Me'aytaimo, even the same way it's Ma'akiv, the order is Ma'akiv by Tfilin and Mezuzah for this reason. Okay? So the Shagas Aryeh proves that even though the Rambam at the end says these three Parshas are what's called Kriya Shema, Bal Korchoch, it can't mean that these three parashas are Minat Torah, are Doiraisa. Because if that's the case, then they would have to be in order Midaraisa as well, which is not true. Rather, you must conclude that the Rambam means to say that these three parashas are what's called by Chazal as Kriya Shema, which they were Misakim. So, says the Shagas Aryeh, I don't have proof what the Rambam holds regarding what's Doiraisa and what's Rabbanim. And the Shagas Aryeh himself seems to say that only the first parashah is Midaraisa. Okay? But we're going to see that there's a lot more discussion on this. So let's move on. Comes along the Prima Gadim. It's a little bit hard to read, but let's see it. Rishayna, first of all. The first thing he says we have to deal with, Ikriya Shema, Din Torah, Oid Rabbanon. Is it a Din Midaraisa or Mid Rabbanon? V'imtim Tzeloimar Din Torah. And if you want to say that it is Mid Rabbanon, it's a Din Torah. Ma'u Shechayiv Likris Mid Torah. What exactly are you obligated to read Mid Torah? In Parashat Aleph, V'shnayim, Oikol Sholish Parashiyiz, Tahaynu Shema, V'hoya V'yoymer. Din Torah, Kinira Meha Ramzal, Perik Aleph, Mikriya Shema, Halacha Beis. It would seem that it's a Din Torah, all three parshiyas from the Rambam in Perik Aleph, Be'ilchas Kriya Shema. So the Prima Gadim also seems to say, little bit hard to read it, but he seems to be saying that all three parshiyos from the Rambam, it sounds like all three parshiyos are Midah Oiraisa. Okay? So if you're keeping track, we have, again, right now, five different possibilities. One is that the whole thing is Drabonon. That is Tosfos. We have that only the first pasuk is Deraisa. We have that the whole first parasha is Deraisa. We have that the first two parashiyas are Deraisa. The Pekhalish says that. And then we have that all three parashiyas are Deraisa. That is the fifth possibility. Comes on the Aruch HaShulchan. He explains a little bit more. And he says, when we give you a Rambam, Rei Shulchas Kriyashma, nearly the Sphirle, it seems to me that the Rambam holds, the Kul Navi Minatayra, all three parashiyas are Minatayra. Shaharei, Mikoydem Kosav, Mitzvah Zasei, Likris Kriyashma, Pamayim Biyoin, and he goes through the whole thing over here. And the shibchis, a superficial reading of his lashon indicates, sounds like the Roman atayro. Oidzois, I have further proof. In noimar derak parsha rishoyna havi minatayro. If we will say that only the first parsha is minatayro, oirak pasuk rishon, or only the first pasuk, lamaloi loimar tam al hakdomas rishon minasheni. Why does he need to give a reason that the first parsha precedes the second one? Leimam mishum derishoyna havi midaraisa. Let him say that the first parsha is deraisa. Or, I guess he means to say, if the first two are deraisa, let him say, because the first two are deraisa, and the third one is only midrabanan. The oid yadua, darkoi b'chol chiburai, hagodol, it's known that the Rambam, throughout his great work, he distinguishes what's minatayra and what is midrabanan. V'yavas v'yirlei de'en kul minatayra. If the Rambam holds that not all three parashiyos are minatayra, havalei levayer shezu hi deraisa. He should have said that this is deraisa, this is rabbanon. Elavadai desvirlei dekulam minatayra. He must hold that all are minatayra. V'hod rabbeinu hakadosh leikara ra'a rak shma Yisrael. Aye, we have to deal with this problem that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi only read shma Yisrael, which at most means the first parasha. Mishum da alpi dinoya potter legamri. Really, he was totally potter. Shairi afilu or Isaac b'tzorchei rabim potter, because anyone who's Isaac and tzorchei rabim is potter. We have an Isaac mitzvah potter and a mitzvah. Kilei shomer b'simen ayin kol shekain rabbeinu hakadosh shoyim melamei tayir le'atalmidim. Certainly, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who was teaching tayir to his talmidim. Kilei shomer rashi shom eladim kol zeh hayikari pasuk rishon mishum de'ein bo zeh hefstik l'limud tayir. He was able to read the first pasuk because there was no hefstik. V'zeh shabe amida hu rak pasuk rishon. I'm not 100% sure what he means, but he says this that you have to stand by the first pasuk is because you need kavana, more kavana. I think he means that you're allowed to walk around while you're saying Kriya Shema, except for the first pasuk. Why? Because the first pasuk needs more kavana. So he's saying even though the whole thing is deraisa, but since the first pasuk needs more kavana, so that has to be said without moving. Okay. So now we are left with a number of shittas that seem to hold that the Rambam at least holds all three parashiyos are mid the oiraisa. Okay, again, it's machlokes in the Rambam, but we have over here the Aruch HaShulchan as well. But we are not done yet. Comes along the Beis Yosef, and he says, "Bereish Berak Yekoyre, Amar Shema Yisrael, Hashem Echot V'Nenas B'Shina Yatsa." So as long as you read the first pasuk, you say, "Amalei Rav Nachman Ladoru Avdei B'Psuka Kama Tzaron Feilu Loi Tzaron." Because of Harosh, Hadigamar Nenas B'Shina Rotsim Loimar Shehu Misnamnim Ve'Ene Yochol Likreis B'Kavona. Okay, let me just pause here for a moment and explain what the Beis Yosef is dealing with. We have a problem. Okay, if you hold that all three parashiyos are deraisa, so the Aruch HaShulchan answered why Rebbe only read the first pasuk. Because really he was potter altogether. But he did not explain the other Gemara. The other Gemara says that Rav Nachman told his slave, Daru, you don't have to wake me up once I get past the first pasuk. Okay? So we're going to have to deal with that. So let's see the Beis Yosef. He says, the Rosh says, He's not actually sleeping. He's like dozing off. And he can't reach Shema with proper kavana. Past the first pasuk. It means wake me up that I'm wide awake, that I can have proper kavana. More than that, don't bother me. Even if I read without proper kavana, don't cause me discomfort to wake me up. It's obvious you have to read the whole thing. Because of Shekin Das Rabbeinu Hai, the Rambam Berak Beis had the Loshon Gemara Kimin Hagoy. He just copies the Loshon Gemara as is his minig. The Ein Midvar Hachreya, and it's not clear what he holds. The Rambam says if he read Shema while he's like half dozing, he's Yotze. As long as he's awake, fully awake by the first pasuk, Nireh Shema Shikosav Bereisha Perikah Yoshin Mitzaren Oisai. And when he says if he was sleeping, you bother him. And you wake him up. It means he's wide awake. And not dozing at all. When the Rambam continues that if he is overcome by sleep, you don't bother him. You don't bother him that he should read it. But who already mamish? He's wide awake. Even though he's reading it when he's half asleep, so the Beis Yosef said that when the Gemara says that if you're dozing, that only the first pasuk has to be read after that you go to sleep, it doesn't mean actually go to sleep. You have to say the whole thing, even if you hold it to drabonon. The Beis Yosef seems to hold you have to read the whole thing. Just you don't have to have kavana. So there's no proof whatsoever according to this from the Gemara that the rest of Kriyat Shema is not Deraisa. It could well be Deraisa, just you are Yaitza, even if you read it while you're half asleep. Which brings us, okay, so let's just stop here for a minute. So that really, this discussion where we're up to now, closes out really the halachic discussion about understanding what exactly is Deraisa and what exactly is Drabanan. We see that it's a great big machloikis. Whichever way you slice it, it's clear that you have to learn the entire Kriyat Shema. And even if you are quite tired and sleepy and falling asleep, from the Beis Yosef it seems that in fact you have to read the whole thing. Just you could read past the first pasuk even if you are kind of half asleep and not having proper kavanah. Okay? Now we're going to see a very, very interesting angle into this whole discussion of how to understand the three parashas of Kriyat Shema. So let's see. Comes the Lechem Mishnah, he says. He's going on the Rambam. The Rambam is discussing the halacha if you have a doubt if you read Kriyat Shema or not. So says the Lechem Mishnah, Safek Haro, Shom Perek Mishnah Meis, like Rabbi Elazar, to Kriyat Shema Deraisa. So the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Elazar, if you're not sure if you read Kriyat Shema or not, then you have to read it again. Vim Toimar, Hot Tenach Pasuk Rishon, Shehu Deraisa. That's all good and fine for the first Pasuk, which is Deraisa. Yach, so if you Yikra, then you can go back and read it. Aval Hashar, Shehu Medrabonon, the Havadai, Kivin Leiboin, and Kavono, Medrabonon Avi. If you don't have kavanah, it's drabonon. So the Lechem Mishnah assumes that past the first pasuk is drabonon. Even Rabbeinu Yaina says only the first parsha is deraisa. So frak the Lechem Mishnah, the Rambam paskins, you have to say over the entire Kriyat Shema if you have a suffix. Frak the Lechem Mishnah, why the whole Kriyat Shema? If the whole point is you have a suffix deraisa, so at most the first parasha should suffice. The Yesh Loimar, Kivon de Choyzer v'koyre miktsatz, since he has to go back and read part of it, Atrochu Rabbonon, the Rabbonon were matriachin, the Yigmar Oysa Ketikna, that you have to say the whole thing properly. Once you are saying over part of it, you have to say over the whole thing properly. Ubal Kiryas Sefer Tiritz, the Bekriyas Shema, the Bekriyas Gimel Parashiyas, Kayim mitzvah deraisa. When you lay in all three parashiyas, you are being mekayim mitzvah deraisa. The apple gav to the pasuk rishon nifter. Even though really you are yoit with the first pasuk mikamokim midi dahava akriyas hatayra. This is similar to reading to learning tayra. Then nifter bekviyas ezer shah b'yom v'layla. Really, you exempt yourself. You're yoitze with just reading any small amount. Midday Raisa, some amount by day and by night. Shnemar v'giz the boyomim v'laylo. Rabbi Yechon amar afilu akora el kriyishma. Rabbi Yechon says if he only read kriyishma, he's yaitze. Mikamok mimloim mikolayoyim. But if he learns the whole day, the whole night, mekayim mitzvah talmud torah derai. So he's mekayim the mitzvah talmud torah every time he learns every little bit. So too he says by kriyishma you are yaitze with the first pasuk. But if you read all three parshiyos, you're mekayim the mitzvah further. Now this kriya sefer is very, very strange. What in the world is he saying? Since when do we have an idea that by Kriya Shema there's an expanded optional part of the mitzvah, and if you do it, you're yaitzeh? By Torah, we understand Torah is a special din. There's a lot of discussion around Talmud Torah that you're yaitzeh the basic mitzvah perhaps the mere recitation of Kriya Shema, but everything you learn beyond that, you're mekayim mitzvah zaseh. But by Shema, L'chayra, the Torah obligates you to lain something, the first puzzle, the first parasha. Where do you get from that the other two parashiyas become midaraisa on a level that if you do it, you are yaitze? Furthermore, how does that answer the kasha? At the end of the day, you don't have to lain the other two parashiyas. If you did, you were mekayim a mitzvah. So it's not really a suffix deraisa because you don't have to lain it. You have the option that if you do it, you're mekayim a mitzvah. So if you have a suffix, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it in the first place. So again, it doesn't answer the kasha. If you're not sure if you lain Kriya Shema, you go back over the first parsha, which is the Raisa for sure, you have to lain it. But again, why do you have to lain the other two parshas? Even if you're mekayim a mitzvah deraisa, but you're not mechuyev to. So why do you have to go back over it? That's the question. What exactly is going on over here in this Kriya Sefer? So that brings us to a piece from the Netziv in Hemek Shelo. Says the Netziv, V'nira li, afilu l'dei azu deyoyitz minatayir b'potzik echon. Even if you hold that your yaitz with the first pasuk, mikol makayim kol shakama b'daitle ligmar ba'is lepam hare akol mitzvah min ha'tayra. But if you decide to complete all three parashiyos at that time, it's a mitzvah min ha'tayra. V'kach kosev lechemishna b'shem sefer kriya sefer, and so writes the lechemishna in sefer kriya sefer. I'm very grateful for this kriya shema v'chamoy shakosev haran l'ingin mitzvah sukkah. And so says the Ran regarding mitzvah sukkah, the afal gav sheyotze b'shnei defanes v'tefach, even though you are yotze sukkah, if you have a sukkah that has two walls plus a tefach for a third wall, mikol mokom im yotze lazeh dala defanes v'basach, as you make all four walls, kava kol b'din Torah v'asurim kula b'hano. So then all of them are established as part of the sukkah, and all of them are asur b'hano, because it's huktzah mitzvase. So he's saying that if you decide to lane all three parashiyos, that all becomes part of the mitzvah. Now, that's a very strange thing. We understand, again, by sukkah, all the walls that are making the sukkah are part of the sukkah. But by Kriya Shema, you're adding extra pieces. So he explains further. That if you separated 10 animals from your chagiga, all of them are part of the mitzvah. So you have this expandable mitzvah that can grow bigger the more you add to it. They are all part of the din Torah of the mitzvah. Now, he explains further. And this is where life gets interesting. And now the Chazal were kaveya. All three parshas, they are all midaraisa. V'shadver isa b'brachas daf yudal kalvachomer kriyishma deraisa poisik. The Gemara says it's kalvachomer. If kriyishma deraisa, you could stop whatever the Gemara is talking about. The alkorach alkola parsha koi. It's clear from the Gemara. It's going on the entire kriyishma. The pasuk kriyishin osur lahavsik yidua. You can't stop in the middle of the first pasuk. It means between one parsha and the next. Uve daf yutes. In the Gemara that talks about when you have people who are going out to a Levaya, if they have time to finish the entire Kriya Shema before they're Isaac in Levayas Hametz. But not one chapter or one Pasuk. So the Gemara there draws a distinction about between all three parashiyas or one chapter or one Pasuk. He says, what is the Gemara talking about? If one pasuk, the first pasuk, is enough minatayra, why do you have a havmina? You have to have enough time to finish the whole thing. And if the whole thing's Minat Torah, how does Gemara think that one Pasuk's enough? The Gamechav Shalomar, the Parsha Sittis Gamki Minat Torah, the Enel Mishum, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Shehu Mitzvah Na'atzmai. Furthermore, how in the world can you say that Vayomer is part of the Mitzvah of Kriya Shema if the whole thing is just because of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is its own independent Mitzvah? Really, Minat Torah, one pasuk's enough. Ubeiza pasuk sheyirtze, whichever pasuk he wants. I don't know what he means with this. L'chayra, it's the first pasuk. I don't know why he says. I don't know what he means when he says whichever pasuk he wants. I don't know. Look, Yishakavu Chachamim Gimel Parashiyos, when Chazal were mistaking to say all three parashiyos, Nasu Akol Minat Torah Vizui Mitzas Kriya. Then all of it becomes Minat Torah, and that is the mitzvah of Kriya. So it says in the Tzivah, a gigantic gevaldig chiddush, and that is that Kriya Shema is an expandable mitzvah. And really Minat Torah, and this explains what exactly is going on in the Lecha Mishnah, what the Lecha Mishnah means from the Kriya Sefer, that it's an optional, meaning that you have a mitzvah to learn either the first pasuk or the whole first parasha. But Lamaitz the Torah alludes to the fact, B'shoch v'chov komecho, that really V'hoyem Shemoya, or possibly the entire first parasha of Kriya Shema, besides the first pasuk, are really all part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but they're optional. Okay, if you say you're mekayim a mitzvah, okay, and but says the Netziv that once you say it, it now becomes part of that larger mitzvah. And when Chazal were misakin, that it becomes that you have to say it, so now it's institutionalized as being part of the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Since Chazal were misakin, it leaves the category of Derabbanon and becomes Deraisa. Now, what the Netziv does not explain, and still is Sarachian, is how Vayoymer, which L'Chari has no shaykhs to Kriya Shema, how did that get included in Kriya Shema? I'm not sure. It could be the answer is that since the mitzvah of Zechiras, Yitzias Mitzrayim, is by day and by night, so Chazal understood that that's connected to Kriya Shema, even though it's a separate mitzvah. Even though it's a separate mitzvah, but it's connected because both are a mitzvah to say by day and by night, and therefore the Torah says, and you could say tzitzis, but tzitzis, the parasha of tzitzis itself, because there's a mitzvah to remember Kriya Shema, it becomes included in the larger mitzvah of Kriya Shema that Chazal mandated you have to say. Okay? Says the Mechaber, Safakim Kara Kriya Shema Choyzer V'Korim V'Vorech L'Fneu L'Achreel. If you're not sure if you say Kriya Shema, you go back, you make the bracha before and after it. Avon Yideah Shekara, if you know that you already say Kriya Shema, Elish and Mestupakim Beirech L'Fneu L'Achreel, but you're not sure if you made the brachas before or after, in a choizer, you don't go back. Says the Magen Avraham, Umavarech lefonei, Avagav the Pasuk Rishon Levad Hu Deraisa, even though the first Pasuk only is Deraisa, Ve'ashar Hu Derabbanan, and the rest is Derabbanan, V'cholshkin HaBrachas, for sure the brachas. So why in the world are you saying the brachas? No one says the brachas are Deraisa. V'savag Derabbanan in a choizer, Yesh loymar kach hoysa ha-takona, shekolzman shekoyrin, chayev likres ikir ha-takona, v'brich ha-seha. If you're going back and saying Kriya Shema, you have to say it like the Ikar Takana with its brachas. Okay? Now, I do want to point out, if you know for sure you said the brachas, you don't go and say the brachas again. I think over here it's talking about where you have a suffix if you said any of it. Okay? In Moedim Nei Bittul Torah, Daive Pasuk Rishon, except for Bittul Torah, then it's enough with the first Pasuk. That's against the Mishnah. We saw that in the Beis Yosef, that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was Yaitu with the first Pasuk. I'm Bittur Yardei Simchav Ches. Ma'ashma, Be'lechem chamudais, it's mashma lechem chamudais, that's the Tosis Yomtiv, simen mem dem yoideya, she'omar, pasuk rishon, if he knows he said the first pasuk, v'savakim koro hashar, he has a savak if he read the rest, ein zorech l'choizer, it should be lachzer, v'likris. You don't have to go back again, miyu v'simim samachdal, it's if gimel mashma she'tzerech lachzer, it's mashma yudu. So here again, the Magen Avraham echoes very similar to what we saw from the Netziv, that once Chazal were misakin, even the brachas become part of that unit of Kriya Shema, and if you have a suffix, you go back over the whole thing. Again, I want to stress that if you are saying over Kriya Shema misafik, but you know for sure that you already said the brachas, you don't go over the brachas again. Okay? For example, let's say you were davening, and you didn't say Kriya Shema with proper kavana. Let's say it was a very fast minyan. You weren't able to say it with proper kavana, and you want to say over Kriya Shema again to make sure you yaitza properly. You would not say over brachas Kriya Shema. Okay? You only say Berachas Kriya Shema if you have a suffix on the whole thing. Okay, we are not done yet. Let's see a couple more pieces here and then we will end. Says Rav Chaim Brisker, Hinei, Isla B'Rambam, Hilchas Kriya Shema, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Ma Koyre Shloish Parshas Eluhen Shema Vayim Shemoya Vayomer. Mashma Mi Parshas Lashonah Shagam Parshas Vayomer Himidar Aiso. Right, this already we saw the Yukim in other places. V'chendai Kapri Chodosh Moloshin Rambam. At least based on the Shlakas Arya's understanding. V'yesh La'achshei Sal Zeh. V'hod this to the Gemara Shom Parshas Sittes Mivnei Ma Kavua. The Gemara says, why did they put Parshas Sittes in Kriyishma? Hari Mashma Shachachamim Kavu Parshas Zu Beinim Deraiso. It's Mashma that it's Midrabona, not the Raiso. V'shamati Shemoron Hagrach Zatzal Tirit Sh'av Al Pish Lefi Rambam. Even though all three parashiyas are midiraisa, aval yesh chiluk bein parashiyas shema uvahayim shemaya mechad gisa uparashiyas vayomer meidach gisa. There's a difference between shema vayomer shemaya on one side and vayomer on the other side. The parashiyas shema parashiyas vayomer shemaya kriyas midiraisa mitaratma. The first two parashiyas are midiraisa on their own. Aval kriyas parashiyas vayomer einenu mitzvah mitzaratma. It's not a mitzvah on its own. To say something to include Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Kavu Chazal, the Kiyam Zedavka Parshas Vayomer. Chazal were Kaveya, Davka this Parsha of Vayomer, like the Gemara says, Vilchen Amru, the Gemara, Sham Shabikshu, the Kavoya Parshas Balak. They wanted to put in the Parshas Balak, which would make Kriyashma much longer, where Bilam talks about going out of Mitzrayim. Parshas Ribbis, Parshas Mishkolos, this is when Yitzias Mitzrayim, Elishadochu, Kaviyas, Parshas Eluv Kavu, Parshas Vayomer Ka'amur. So explain to Chaim, again, along the same lines, that of course mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim is a mitzvah deraisa. Saying Vayomer is what Chazal were Kaveya to be Mekayim your mitzvah midaraisa. Okay? So that is where it comes in over here, Vayomer as being Daraisa. It is Daraisa as far as the mitzvah of Zechiras, Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Chazal Rekaveya, that's how you have to Mekayim the mitzvah. Okay? One last piece over here before we stop, and that is Shuvah's Beis Yitzchak. He says like this, the Noshim in Chayoviz, Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Shakas Arya is a kasha, why aren't women Chayiv to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim? Dari Rambam lechosha b'minin ha-mitzvahs lahazkir Yitzias Mitzrayim b'chol yoyim. The fact of the matter is, says the Beis Yitzchak, the Rambam doesn't even count it among his mitzvahs. V'al korchoch tzorech loymar, the Rambam lechiyach milosh nakro, the siv, lima'an tizkar, as yoyim tizcha meretz Mitzrayim, kol yimei chayecho, v'loik siv v'loshin asei, zochor, he did not say as a loshin of asei, of remember, but rather it says, so that you will remember. It doesn't say Zohar, remember, in a Lashon Tzivui. Like it says Zohar, Hayoyim Hazeh, V'lo Yechol Chometz, V'al Korcho Chichiach, the Kavonos Hakro, L'man Tizgar, what does it mean, L'man Tizgar? Hainu, Shebe'ez Kriyashma, Yizgar, Gamkin Hayoyim Hazeh. That at the time of Kriyashma, you should also remember this day. V'lo Yehavi Mitzvah, V'nei Atzma, it's not an independent mitzvah, Rak Mitzvah HaMistha'efes, rather it's a tangential mitzvah, the Be'ez Shiyaseh Chiyuv Acher, when you're involved in another Chiyuv of Kriyashma, Yizkar, Gamkeng, Zois, you should also remember this. Ke'in Sha'amr b'menachis, l'man tizkaru, re'ei mitzvah zu, see this mitzvah, v'tizkar, mitzvah acheres, and remember another mitzvah, v'zula zois, havalei likrei, lichtoiv, b'loshen, zachar. Over there, it should have said b'loshen of zachar. V'al kein, harambam, kolo, b'mitzvah Kriyashma. And therefore, the Rambam included it as a side mitzvah as part of Kriyashma. Okay? So says the Beis Yitzchak Gevaldik Pshat. How did Vayomer end up in Kriyashma? The answer is, L'man Tizgar is not mashma on its own a mitzvah of Zechira. Rather, it's mashma that it should be remembered. L'man Tizgar, in order that you will remember, while you are doing something else, you should also remember the day you went out of Kriyashma, went out of Mitzrayim. Okay? And it doesn't explain over here how they saw that's connected to Kriyashma, but there's some other mitzvah that while you're doing that mitzvah, you should include remembering going out of Mitzrayim. And that is including Kriyashma. I guess because there's a mitzvah to laying Kriyashma in morning and night, and the indication of this side mitzvah of remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim is also by day and by night, so they understood it should be included in Kriyashma. The Alkane, or Rambam Kol, the Krishma, therefore he included the mitzvah of Krishma. Umeata the Noshim Peturais in the Krishma, Peturais Nami, Mi mitzvah Zois. And now that women are exempt from Krishma, they're also exempt from this mitzvah, because Krishma, they're potter. So they have a mitzvah acheres rak nichlos b'krishma. Krishma is a mitzvah seish hazman gromo, and therefore noshim are potter. This being a side note on Krishma is also included. All right, we will stop here. And so basically what comes out is that we have a lot of achrayim advancing this theory that regardless of what you consider the Raisa and the Rabbanon, at the end of the day, Chazal were kaveya, all three parshis, as part of Krishma. And according to some, they may well be the Raisa at the end of the day, because the mitzvah of Krishma is an expandable mitzvah. All right. And have a wonderful week. We will have to see. Next week is Rebbe Ben Azmanim, and schedules change, so I'll be in touch whether or not we'll have a shiur in the coming weeks. Zay gesund, and have a good evening.
Shkoyach.
Oruch tiyah.